And it's 8:50, 10 before 9, closing out the show, saying hi to some visitors here. They're joining WJR soon, very soon. In fact, I couldn't be happier because I've known these guys, well, for years, back in my days when I worked in Toledo, WSPD, doing a radio show. I did a television show called AM Magazine and then Mornings with Paul W. on the television there in Toledo, and even did some work at the Westgate Dinner Theater. And along the way, I always heard the name Hyland and knew, after meeting some of the Hylands, that they were quite a special company. They were certainly very involved with philanthropy in the Toledo area, and as it turns out, in all of their markets. They're a company that has been around a long time and has grown incredibly because they're so good at what they do, commercial and personal insurance and health benefits and insurance as well, consulting and helping companies, maybe just like yours, and helping people, maybe just like you and me, with their insurance needs. Happy to have Richard Hyland here in the studio, President of Growth and Innovation. Richard, it's nice to see you here. It's nicer to see you at the Beirut, though, on Monroe Street in Toledo with Labib and Karen, because I know then we're going to be really eating well.
A passion we share together. It's one of the best.
It really is one of the best. And one of the last times I saw you was at the Beirut, I think. Meanwhile, we also have Jack Miller here, president of Detroit. And we were just talking about one of the passions that you have is sideline reporting for football, and I think you've been doing it at U of T, right?
Yeah, the last few seasons, been doing it at the University of Toledo, and it's a fun little side project in the fall. Keeps me close to the game as a former player and in the action a little bit, so it's good to be back on radio air here in the summertime.
Well, good for you, and we wish you good luck in that endeavor and others that we won't mention that we don't want to jinx you on.
But yeah, knock on wood, we'll see.
Knock on wood, I hope they all work out well for you. We'll be the first to know and let our listeners know if that happens. And we're saying hi, too, to Mark Holloway, President, Small Business and Personal Insurance. Mark, nice to have you with us as well.
Good morning. Thank you. Great to be here.
I hope the drive was okay. But you did mention the drivers are crazy out there, aren't they?
It's unbelievable. The aggressive driving behavior is just ramped up, and then you throw distracted driving on top of it. It's dangerous.
It is dangerous, Richard, and it's not just here. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's all across the country. Not that I've been everywhere lately, but it reminds me of the song, I've Been Everywhere, you know, that one. But I've been around enough to see, and Sean, you've seen it. No one's come up with a good explanation. They've said, oh, yeah, since the pandemic. But that's still not a good explanation as to why people have, in some cases, lost their minds.
You really notice it in the long drives as well. You know, I know it's a little longer from Toledo, but when we were coming back from Harbor Springs, it's amazing. It's frightening out there. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it is. And by the way, the Harbor Springs drive is a lot longer than the Toledo drive.
No doubt.
They're our neighbors. They're right here. They're here with us. And when I was working in Toledo, as much as I loved the station I worked at the time, WSPD, didn't you spend time
I
there
did.
Too? And Mike Wheeler, our boss. But still, WJR was the gold standard. I mean, it just is and was and continues to be.
Yep. JP was a big part of my life growing up.
And, oh, yeah, mine too.
Just enjoyed listening. And Ernie Harwell, you know, just
I could do a lot of
yard work.
But you can go on and on with remembering some of the greats at this radio station, that's for sure. So how's the insurance business going? How's Hyland doing?
Very well. Excuse me. We're doing great. We've really, you know, enjoyed good organic growth. You know, if we're going to use the pandemic as a measuring stick during the pandemic, we've added, you know, a third of our staff. We've grown quite aggressively, and really just hiring people and attracting people to the culture of Hyland, and doing quite well. So we're very proud of the team.
Good to hear. Jack, as president of Detroit, how's your hiring going? Are you running into the same problem a lot of people are running into? Can't find people who want to work?
Yeah, I think, you know, across every industry, people are struggling with that, finding and retaining a good talent. It seems like a portion of the workforce just disappeared somehow, and nobody really is sure where they went. But, you know, like Richard alluded to, Highland's got a unique culture that has really helped us, I think, retain and grow employees. And, you know, being family owned, we don't answer to shareholders or investors. We answer to, you know, the family and our clients ultimately, right? So it's a family atmosphere that once people see it and want to be a part of it, they usually don't want to go anywhere. And we have that unique ability here in Detroit and across the entire Highland footprint.
Yeah. And what is the entire Highland footprint now, Mark?
Oh, all over the place. I mean, I work out of our Ann Arbor office.
Right.
We're Detroit, Troy, Grand Rapids, Ann Arbor, you know, four offices in Ohio, three in Indiana. We're in California, Florida now.
I mean, the growth is, I knew you when I think you were just in Toledo. That was a long time ago.
Exactly. Yeah, we expanded. Detroit was our first office outside of Toledo in 1987. My brother Steve came up here and stuck a flag in the ground and drew a nice office up here. And my brother Mike went to Cleveland a year or two later, and we just started growing. I was the 50th employee, and now we're pushing, I don't know, 900 and something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's growth. Well, I hope we help you continue to grow.
Looking forward to the partnership.
Well, we are looking forward to it as well. Jack Miller, President, Detroit. Mark Holloway, President, Small Business and Personal Insurance. And Richard Highland, President, Growth and Innovation. Keep up the good work, guys. Glad you're on board with us.
Thank you.
Looking forward to telling my listeners more about you and your services. Stand by for news. And then, of course, it's WJR's All Talk. Tom Jordan and Kevin Dietz. I see Tom Jordan. Kevin is probably standing just outside the door, ready to barrel in and get set up for their show coming up right after the news. You go on out, make it a great rest of the day, and please take water with you. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Keep an eye on the whole family. Check in on grandparents, aunts and uncles and others, and your pets too. Regards, Paul W. Smith.